morning to day three here at ITB Berlin, final day. And this morning I'm joined by David Ruetz, who is Senior Vice President of Messe Berlin. Welcome, David.
Hi, Charlotte. Nice to be here.
Now, David, I know that this is not your first rodeo, as the saying goes. So I just wanted to be reminded of how many ITB Berlins you have actually been involved with by now.
Well, let me think back. I remember that my first ITB was the one after 9/11, and that must have been in March 2002. So almost a quarter of a century. And these were hard times when the industry really was down after that. And then we experienced several crises, including the Lehman Brothers bankrupt and everything, and all affecting tourism and travel. But not only the industry has always bounced back, even after Corona, but also ITB Berlin and its other brands. And I'm very thankful that our great teams have helped to achieve this.
I guess that brings us indeed up to today's show. And it's the last day and final day at ITB Berlin. So when you think back over the last couple of days, what have been the standout moments of the show so far?
I might mention three, I believe. First would be the spectacular opening ceremony hosted by Albania, which was a real blend of modernity and tradition as well, featuring Albanian dance, music, and food. All in all, our host country, Albania's presence at ITB under the motto Albania All Senses, offering a truly immersive experience. I've been to Albania myself. I must say, kind of, it's an undiscovered treasure, and I recommend everyone to make some travel plans to get there. Secondly, my annual highlight is ITB Berlin Convention. I'm looking forward to the whole year, and we've had engaging discussions on AI in tourism, on sustainability, and in general, on the future of travel. And speaking to the experts is always something that you can only have at ITB live. And the third would be the return of the ITB Ministers Summit. We've brought together some 50 plus global tourism leaders and ministers to discuss global investments and projects. And that was a real, real nice international session that catered to ITB's reputation being not only the largest, but the leading travel trade show since 1966.
Yesterday also ITB Americas launched. Can you tell us a little bit about how that sort of, this new event fits into the overall ITB brand, and what are sort of some of its key goals?
Yeah, I mean, as you're aware, we have, beside ITB Berlin, brand events in China, with ITB China in Shanghai, ITB Asia in Singapore, ITB India in Mumbai. And obviously, ITB is where the travel industry comes to grow. Now, we've decided to go to the American continent. And why? Because the region is experiencing exceptional growth across all the key markets. North America is a powerhouse for outbound, inbound. South America is rich in adventure, nature, culture, tourism. Central America is truly a rising star, and the Caribbean is a key hub for leisure, cruise, and luxury tourism. So it's basically from Canada to Patagonia, it's all those countries that we want to integrate. And we're going to have this show in the city of Mexican city of Guadalajara. Now, Guadalajara may not be the first city to come to mind when thinking of a place in the Americas to host a show like ITB, but yet it has repeatedly been chosen in the past years by a wide range of international associations for its ability to respond to all needs, both in terms of organization and attractiveness. And I've had the chance to be there. It's just great. The airport is great. The trade show, the expo facilities, it's great. The array of hotel and restaurants, and it's safe.
Wonderful. Remind us again when the event takes place.
Yeah, we decided to hold it in November of 2026 after the World Cup buzz is over. That's the November, the second week in November. So it's an unmissable opportunity for networking and business. And so don't miss the website, itb-americas.com.
Now, we also need to look ahead, because you just mentioned 2026 and ITB Berlin 2026. is going to be a massive milestone for us, because we are going to be celebrating our 60th anniversary. So what might we expect from this landmark edition of ITB Berlin?
Some people actually retire at the age of 60. I think at ITB we do the opposite. We not only create new shows in new markets, we also will celebrate in Berlin the 60th anniversary as a major milestone for our travel trade show. While we can't reveal too much yet, I think we all should expect unique experiences and events and a celebration that really brings together the past, the present, and the future of travel. I personally feel that there's no future without the past, but celebrating the past doesn't mean to conserve the ashes. So we'll certainly think mainly about the future. While we are thankful to those on whose shoulders we stand from the past, with the 2026 edition of ITB Berlin, we'll really explore the future with future leaders, with visionaries, and we'll probably think 25 years ahead or even 40 years ahead to ITB's 100th anniversary in 2066. I fear I'm not going to be around there in all shape, but this is where we need to think. So stay tuned.
So that's it pretty much, David. Thank you very much for joining us. I'll let you go. You have lots to do and many people to see, but thanks for popping by this morning.
Thank you, Charlotte. It's been great and can't wait to see all of you around.
It remains to be said that I am your host, Charlotte Lamb-Davies of A Bright Approach, and on behalf of the entire team, I wish everyone a very productive last day here at ITB Berlin 2025. Thanks for listening.